at TV Talk. Our topic for today is the reflection on ARCC's current work. So we just entered the new year of 2023, but it has already been 3 months. So 3 months has gone already. And as we started to implement our strategic plan in 2022, so we are continuing to deliver our work streams, which are three work streams, community well-being, advocacy for change, and ARCC's growth and development. As you all know, you know, ARCC had accomplished different projects, programs, and activities throughout the year of 2022. Some have completed and some are still ongoing. In this particular Reset TV talk, we would like to reflect on the work of ARCC, and we are here to share with you the work streams. And we also want to make sure that our New Zealand public is well informed with the right information to avoid disinformation and misinterpretation about New Zealand resettlement process. Addition to that, we also would like to advocate and educate our forced migrant communities to have a better understanding about their rights and entitlements in the New Zealand context as new residents and citizens of this country. So, Aban, for between inform the public with disinformation, misinterpretation, and with the right information, can you explain what it means?
Kia ora, everybody. Thank you, Poinch, for your always asking hard question. And also, I would like to acknowledge the team as well who was asked today, Faisal and Nadia. Our topic today, as Poinch has explained to you, we really are dedicated to be able to share with you what we know and also making sure that what we do is relevant to our audience. So your question, you have, I think, two parts of your question. One is about informing New Zealand public with the right information when it comes to disinformation and misinterpretation. I think that go back to the New Zealand resettlement process, because based on our work, we find ourselves dealing with different service providers, a lot of questions, and some of the questions is really is a basic, and that should be known by the public. What we found out actually is New Zealand public, they don't have the right information when it comes to the resettlement process. For example, some of people who are citizens of this country, they still call us refugees. And from ARCC point of view, there is something within the New Zealand context, they call it duty of care. And ARCC being a New Zealand community or organization, we are looking at the role, how we will be able to really welcome the new resident in New Zealand. Let just explain in a different way. New Zealand engaged in two way of resettlement process, and especially through our immigration services. So we have offshore refugees resettlement program, which is we know is known by refugees quarter program. So offshore, they accept refugees from the United Nations, which is United Nations for High Commission for Refugees. So they refer those who have been accepted to come and settle permanently to New Zealand. Yes. And when they arrive in New Zealand here, we call it onshore. So now there is a difference. When they are offshore, they are refugees. And when they're onshore, they've been given a permanent resident of New Zealand. Now they are not refugees anymore, because their status has been changed. from being refugees to a permanent resident. Okay. So misinformation come occurring here. So the stages of the process of resettlement is internationally is known, not just only the definition of refugees we know everywhere, but experience myself and many of you who've been through that is that the word refugees is used by UNHCR. Okay. They mandated internationally to protect people in displaced situations, and especially for those who've been acknowledged to be a refugees. So now, this is the practical element of how it's been defined. The word refugees is a temporary term that's used by UNHCR. And why it become temporary? Because UNHCR mandated with three durable solutions. So when you're in a refugee situation, UNHCR will work through with those three durable solutions. The first thing they consider is that if the country, which is refugees they come from, they become safe and they are safe to return back home. Now, the term refugees is no longer exists because they already returned to their country of origin. The second one is that the country of asylum or country of refugees, if they give you something called local settlement or local integration, if you get that status, now you're no longer to be a refugee because the solution has been found. And the third one, which is where the miscommunication is not a miscommunication for such miscommunication, but for some people they don't understand it, but some people they do it purposely for the agenda which they want to achieve for their own services. The third solution, when you've been given opportunity to settle in third country like New Zealand. For those New Zealand accept them as refugees offshore and they become onshore as a permanent resident, they're not longer refugees because they find something called resettlement process. And resettlement is a part of the three durable solution. So from the ARCC point of view, what we are trying to communicate to New Zealand public is that this is what we know and up to you to decide what kind of the right information you will be able to obtain for yourself, because it's about knowledge sharing. So this is how the misinformation has been occurred, and the evidence of that is that we are working across all institutions within in New Zealand, and we always we been in a position to correct and claim the right terminology which is, can be used. And AICC has adopted the important terminology that can be used. From the New Zealand point of view is that we need to respect them who they are. We need to play our role of receiving them and treat them in the way how they should be treated, not labeling them. Because it become right now for many community members, the label it become a discriminatory language. In another word, if person has been labeled, that is mean labeling is a something to stop you to progress in whatever you want to do in your life. That's because you already, you've been isolated, or you've been selected as others, or you've been selected that are
objects
in the box, in a closed box. So from our point of view, that is not the way how we should receive refugees to come to this country. We mandated, we have a treaty that we signed was United Nations by saying we receive them refugees, we give them permanent residence. Now they are protected, now they are safe, now we give them opportunity of healing from what happened in the past. So this is what is really we are trying to share with the New Zealand public when it comes to disinformation or interpretation with the resettlement process. And I hope there are a lot of insight of it, but within the context of our TV talking, I think the time will not allow us.
It's enlightening.
It's a long process, but we need to change the for the people of New Zealand to understand. We are indigenous in our countries. So with the matter what happening there, so we are moving now to indigenous country. So we must treat all those people as a permanent resident when they give him offshore. Like me, I have my permanent resident offshore. When I come here, I stay 5 or 4 years and I get my citizenship.
Yes.
From the day when I arrive here, I'm a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I have the right, I have everything, and I must do the things, right things to this country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this.
Yeah.
So the conclusion, what Shaban said, this is what the other agencies look at us for their own benefit, not for the community benefit.
But the other answer I can give you regarding to advocating and educating in the community. The community we come from, they are easy target, they are vulnerable compared to people in power.
Yeah.
And it's not balanced.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is happening is that they were saying, okay, you should be grateful for what we gave you.
No.
We can call you whatever we want to call because we have the resources and we gave you. This is not a humane way.
Yeah, yes.
You know? So now, from our point of view, is that we need to encourage our community to say, look, New Zealand as a country offer you opportunity being a citizen of this country.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you need to do, we're here to contribute. We're here to add value.
Yes.
We're here to make sure we have a better life.
Yeah.
But to have a better life, it start from someone giving you something. It start from you.
Yeah.
That's why AIS is trying to support and aware the community to be able to become a good citizen of this country.
Mm.
That's where our motive is.
Yes.
Because they have opportunity that has been given.
Oh.
And that opportunity, they need to grab that opportunity and work on themselves to make sure the identity confusion should not be there, to make sure knowing who they are, to make sure what are obligations come with that citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you become a citizen of this country, you'll be treated like any other New Zealanders.
Yeah.
You make crime, you need to be treated like any criminal.
Yeah.
You make a good thing, you need to be treated like someone who done a good thing. So our work as our organization, we're trying to ensure that our duty of care is adding value to New Zealand society and in New Zealand economy.
Mm-hmm.
By sharing this information, I think some of the people might like it, some of people might don't like it, based on where they're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are staying in a country with a multi worldviews.
Yeah.
There is an indigenous worldview, there is a Western worldview, there is an African worldview, there is an Asian worldview, and then you come to the end of the conclusion, personal worldview.
Mm.
Because it's important for us to acknowledge that kind of opportunity. So to support our community and aware them, I think the message they need to be able to get from us today is just work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Be aware about what is around you. Be aware what kind of the services outside there you can be able to access in order for you to advance your settlement opportunity and integration opportunity where you can find yourself belong to this country. If you are looking for someone to come, you belong to New Zealand, you are wasting your time. You need to find your own way. And to get there, it takes time and it does not come easy. No such call. Having a meaningful life or having a better life can come just through shortcut. No, it's a long way to go. But AICC is there to help you along the way to achieve what you already set up you want to achieve within a New Zealand context. New Zealand has given many of us opportunity, like myself.
Yeah.
Working very hard, recover from what you've been through and discover the beauty of New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking with you now is in a stage of discover.
Yes.
I discover what I can offer, I discover what New Zealand offering me, and I am privileged of that.
Yeah.
That privilege is, that is where I want to share with other New Zealanders who are from first migrant background. So we live in a space where everyone is really, really valued, but it's up to you how you bring your value as an individual to the standard of New Zealand opportunity where you can able to have better life.
Yeah.
You've been asked my question.
What
does it mean advocate and educate for community in IRCC context?
Okay, so Nadia, to advocate is just to support community who are in a position not able to access the social services is outside there. For example, we support people who trying to access estate housing, we will be able to help them how to communicate with estate agents. We also work on income accessing the social welfare systems, and also about immigration, if there is application or there is information they don't understand, and also inland revenue as well. Some of the letters being sent to our community members, they don't understand the content of the letter, and also we reach to the point some people, they have a problem with the justice system. Also ASS will be able to really to enlighten some of the opportunities that can be accessed. That's the side of advocating, in another word, supporting. So educating, this is where I just tried to explain before. There is something called, I will give you an example. As a parent, within a New Zealand context, there is something called when your child turns 18 years old. Now he become mature and adults, and she or he have opportunity to move out from the house. Now we call it before 18, dependent on you. But now become 18, become independent. Okay, so we want our community members to understand how to become independent.
Don't carry.
Because there is opportunity, you know. If you don't know, people are scared about the thing they don't know. But what we are what we are encouraging them is that be like our babies who never turned 18 yet, but learn through before you turn 18, and then you become independent. So the independent we mean here is about making sure you access your services by yourself, make sure you learn English, make sure try to find a job, not to stay in work and income and then come and just go to work and income. I need my money. That needs to stop, because many of our community don't understand why social welfare has been set up in the first place. You know, so it become a challenge now. Even we have some people in our community who are really dedicated, they want to find a job. But I think we talked about this topic last time. When you find a part-time job and the rent of the house increase, then what they say, oh, no, no, that's good. They stop going to work and then rely on work and income. This is kind of the mindset which is we will be able to educate them how it's important to find a job for yourself and for your family, because without that, it's going to be a challenge. So that is the education.
ISCC helped to grow up. Confidence.
Because we are a New Zealand organization, some people they tell, oh, it's a refugees organization. And sometimes this is where the misinformation comes from. And we say refugees, they don't have institution can give you a certificate that said you have an organization.
Don't have any organization
here. What we do now, we know a company office will give you the certificate of incorporated society. It's a New Zealand institution. But we correct them by saying we don't have refugees or organization.
To follow up on what you have said, like adding values, it reminded me of what you told me before, that, you know, we are not the liability.
We are an asset
to New Zealand. Both our communities and both New Zealand public needs to believe in that.
And to be honest with you is that when you reach to the level, I think there are many people talk about it within our community. They said, oh, I want to help, I want to help, I want to help. Where I'm sitting, some people, they have a heart to help, but they don't have the tools, the necessary tools that enable them to help the people they want to help, you know? So that's where AIS is, to educate people, to make sure, re-educate yourself, make yourself relevant to New Zealand culture, make yourself New Zealand contact, make yourself part of New Zealand, and then you will start discover the opportunity that you were be looking for. But it's around you, but you need to open your eyes carefully and then seek for it. Because if you don't seek for it, they never come by themselves.
No, it never come by itself.
So we'll be back after a short break.
Thank you.
In your stereo loud, flaunting your face, blazing the space around you with love's light and marigold sounds. Pray we live a long life, seeking our futures out. In your stereo loud, flaunting your your taste, blazing the space around you with love, light, and marigold sounds. Pray we live a long life, seeking our futures out. Solaris, young lion, be another sun, come brighten. You're the talk of the town, prince of the pride, titan of a mighty sound. My highness, will you come down? Getting a hold of you is like clutching a cloud, but none do surround when you come around. This bearer of light, wearing beams for a crown, bringing life to the biomes where beings are brown, sending pockets of solace in equal amounts. From cold seasons, there wasn't even a hump round my place. I'm feeling a rush of beating, a punch, the heat of the sun in my face. God, my head feels settled tall, with dilated arm. Watch all of you with eight ball eyes and eight ball light. In your stereo loud, flaunting your taste, blazing the space around you with love's light and marigold sounds. Pray we live a long life, seeking our futures out. When the world's still hollow of sound, permeate the sky, pilot your light and lay it down where the landscape allows. Blankets in the forest, waking up the world around. From cold seasons, there wasn't even a home round my place. I'm feeling a rush of beating, a punch, the heat of the sun in my veins. God, be a good, good, be a good, 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 be a good, good, be a good. God, be a good, good, be a good, good, be a good, good, be a good. God, what you be about? Waking up the morning with this lucid feeling, hold it in your heart before you lose it. Keep it moving in your solitude, steadily breathing, knowing who you are and what you're seeking. Meet me in the marigold garden, shining, sovereign in the head with your senses heightened. Yellow soul, you are so mellow-minded, walking through and talking to these little lions. Playing your stereo loud, flaunting your taste, blazing the space around you with love's light and marigold sounds. Pray we live a long life, seeking our futures out. Playing your stereo loud, flaunting your taste, blazing the space around.
So welcome back. As we have discussed about the, you know, disinformation, misinformation, advocate, educate. Yeah. It seems like big words, but when you explain it, you know, it's really clear to me, and I'm sure it's all for our audience as well. And so, you know, as we have talked about our strategic plan, so based on that, we have ERCC working principles, which are solution-focused and commitment and social justice. So from that context, what would you like to share?
I think from our point of view is that this is internal driven force for every AICC staff or volunteer to adopt. Wherever we go and we sit in a table with our community or stakeholders or our partners, we always have those three principles in our mind. If there is any discussion or if there is any topic I engage with, what in my mind is that solution focus, regardless to what the topic is. And secondly, I will be able to commit to that, how that can be achieved. And then in my mind, I will have a social justice where there is a fairness in terms of the balance, the people we are saving, at the same time, we are the people who are delivering those kind of services, because in the end of the day is that we are saving our community. And our relationship with our community is most important. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's easy for an organization like ours to be able, having a clear distinguisher, is that when we attend to the table, people understand what ARCC brings. Mm-hmm. Because some people, they come up, what you are bringing to the table.
Yes.
So ARCC bring to the table that three working principles. So solution findings, commitment, social justice. Mm-hmm. We are there to create friends, family, not arming anyone.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
About the social justice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the social justice, because some of our community members, they feel like they are not in the right track, or they are not understanding what we are, the government do for them. Even we have the government, they will do the things for them by social justice. But they say, no, they don't do for us this thing. So our way to advocate them to understand why they do this for you, they saw that justice, and they understand it easily. It's so difficult for some people who's coming as the newcomers to understand the culture of the government, how to work with the communities. So we need to, in the way of IRFC, we taking these things and give it to them easily by the smooth way. Because when they go to the office, for example, they go to the worker income, they facing some employee there, but the connection between the employee and those people is so different between them. The point of view is him, and the point of view of the who's coming, I need to get the things. So it's not easy for the employee to this explain all the things for him. This is about social justice. We are coming, bring him, and talk to him easily. This is the law like this. You get it, and easy to understand it.
So ERCC is like a bridge.
Yeah.
So I think to make it clearer, what Faisal is trying to say is that when we advocate or support a person from our community, putting working income as an example, we're not going there to say to work an income for online manager to say, oh, our community is this, this, this.
No.
What we do is just we need to look at the true way of dealing with
dealing.
It.
Yeah.
So we hear the story of the work and income, the story of our community member, and then create the third story, which is the solution.
Yes.
This is where the social justice is coming from.
Uh-huh.
So we are not in a part of our community to go there angry and say, why you didn't
do this? Why do you just want to do this?
Now, the most important part of this is just to establish the understanding, because there are some people who isn't working income. They are there to serve anyone to come in their door.
Yeah.
Okay? So now what's happened? Because they don't have the tools or understanding of anyone who comes in the door.
Yeah.
The role of ARCC is to bring that understanding.
Yeah.
So the working income will be able to understand where this person come from and what kind of the culture associated with that person.
Yeah.
When they establish that understanding, then also you communicate with the person from our community who accessing the services, their obligation toward accessing the social welfare support, because they have obligation to do. If they've been sent a letter to them and work and income asking something, they should respond to it.
Yet.
But some of them, because lack of language, they don't respond.
Yeah.
And when the benefit is being cut, that's the time they start finagling.
Yeah.
That's the time they reach to ARS is so that we can go to work and income to solve that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
about the letters. Just I'm going to say a little example about the 18 age and 17, independent and independent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is for the public to understand it.
Yeah.
As the band say, it's independent and independent.
Yeah.
So 18, everyone, he have a child, reach 18, he will receive a letter from
working income or LRV.
And one of the community he come to call me, they want to take my kids.
My kids.
Say, what happened? Why they want to take your kids? And he, can you come to the office or can we see in coffee shop? Or and he come and I say, can you give me the letter? I say, brother, They mentioned to you your daughter is already 18.
Congratulations.
Now she is more. Yeah, congratulations. She is 18.
No money anymore.
She must apply by herself to the working income.
To get her own benefit.
To get her own benefit. Yeah. And nobody going to take it from you. Yeah. And now this is, he come, oh, thank you. Now he feel
relieved.
Relieved. And he feel this is a social. Yeah, because why I'm telling you, you're 18. This is your mature year. This is why.
I think the contract there also, we not just stop to explain just she 18 or he 18. Mm. There is some of risk associated with it. Mm. Okay? Because if the money has been taken, okay, this is another problem.
Yes.
So what's happening is that the family need to be given guidance. If your son or your daughter turn 18, this is something you can consider. Mm. You need to sit down. If they still live with you in a house, you need to make sure there is an arrangement.
Yeah.
And the arrangement need to happen is that, for those parents who are listening, please, it's very, very important.
Yes.
The arrangement should be contribution toward the cost of living.
Yes.
Towards to the place they sleep.
Yeah.
So it's not something which is scaring the parent or is scaring the child. It's about a family to have a proper conversation how we can be able to contribute. So that kind of contribution, when it's been given, it's not going to be given like a cash. Mm-hmm. The parent should be really strict. They need to set up automatic payment. It's really very important.
Yes.
Otherwise, any time, those children can be distracted.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's important for their approval, their agreement, how much weekly or how much fortnightly they're going to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
They need to make an automatic payment.
Yes.
That will keep the family together.
Yeah. Okay? Yes, that's right.
Otherwise, the parents are going to panic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very panic.
Yeah. And as we go along with last year programs and projects, and we did have a survey at the nearly the end of 2022, and with our member organizations. So, Aban, can you tell me what are the outcomes of the survey?
Just to respond to that question regarding to survey, I think it's important to also to reflect on why did we the survey in the first place. I think it's important for our audience to understand. AICC is driven by the community voice. So if there is any change we need to do, always we go back to them to ask them what kind of the thing that we need to improve.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about how we improve our program and in also our services as our organization. The outcome of the survey was very clear, and some of the highlight is that the women, they need child care when they come to women leadership program. They need child care. Also, driver license. Many women as well and community members or young people, they need driver license. And also the transport as well is a problem to them. Also, the leadership training as well or leadership coaching, which is AICC should be able to deliver leadership activities more than ever so that the community, they will know more. Also, making sure as well we create the environment of the elderly people, which is we are in the process now, separate survey. We are going to ask the elderly about what they need in our community so that AICC can support them best. So in an entire program update, I think it will be appropriate for Sandy, which is she's a program coordinator, she will respond to that. So Sandy, it's your turn to reflect on that, and I hope what Sandy going to share with you exactly that what AICC has been achieved during the year when it comes to the program.
So right now, AICC is working on a couple of projects, including the NEST program, which is for development of people's business skills, if people want to go into starting their own business. As a coalition of resettled community organizations, we're always supporting the resettled community on an individual basis as well as a group basis. So we have our support work that we're always doing, helping people access various support services. And we're in the process of updating our programs. So at the end of last year, we We went through a consultation, a needs assessment survey for our different programs. And we got a lot out of that, and we're still in the process of consultation a bit. And our programs will be changing to reflect what people's needs and requests are. So that includes things like support with transport and English and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that. We have three core programs. We've got the Member Leadership Network, which is where the member organization representatives meet. We've got the Youth United Voice program for young people in the resettled and migrant communities, and the Women's Leadership Network for women in the resettled migrant communities. And if you want to join the youth or women's groups, you can come to any of our events, which we will advertise on Facebook and through email and WhatsApp, just as a participant. But if you want to join, then you can fill out a joining sheet, and we can go through the membership process with you. If you want to join the Member Leadership Network as an associate member, just a representative of your community, or as a representative of an organization, if you want your organization to join ARCC, then please contact us and we can help you with that process as well. Our programs are designed to be really helpful for the communities. So they help with isolation, anyone who wants to socialize with other young people or with other women or with other community leaders, you can get involved. You can also develop and learn skills. You can meet people from other cultures, which is great. And also, finally, we help people learn how to integrate into society in New Zealand and Aotearoa. So learning how to access services and kind of how the culture works in this country. So yeah, please join us if you can.
Thank you, Sandy, for sharing the updates about the programs. And we also would like to welcome again to the communities. If you are interested in joining our program, you can contact ARCC. And we'll take a short break. Stay tuned.
Continue, and I present our host point.
Thank you, Nadia. So we have talked about our programs. Now, I just would like to ask, you know, what are the current ERCC projects that we are running?
Currently, ERCC have a multi-year project continuing. So we have Retiree Collective, which is ERCC role to recruit people to joined the program. So we are in a third year now, and cohort five, I think we are in a process of recruiting that. For those who are watching Research TV, wasn't Auckland, we encourage you to just explain the words to your community. For those who need to be self-starter or business, running business in New Zealand, I think this is a successful program where you can join. Faisal and Point, they've been engaging. Now is a third year, and we would like many community members who can benefit from this program. So it's a very successful program, and it's been run by six different partners. So the role of AICC is a community engagement where we recruit the participants to the program. We have a Bridging the Gap project. Bridging the Gap project is a family and community research, action research project. This also is a 3 years program, a 3 years project. Currently, we completed phase one, include 8 families who have been involved, and each family have 3 different sessions, and also 3 different group as well sessions where people come together. And we have 10 community representatives as well part of the study, and those have different sessions, group sessions where they come together. The project has been made up to ensure that the grassroots families, which is the first time I can say that to have that kind of the study. As I said, it's a family and community action research where the families sharing the resettlement experience, settlement experience, and also integration experience as well was in a New Zealand context. And also that will give us opportunity of the community leaders as well to respond to what the families have been found during their conversation. Then now what is happening that we have a setup of working group. It's an independent working group. We call it advisory working group. So the first report has been done, and I've been part of it as a project manager within AICC. So we have Trevor Gray and Stuart and Professor Dory, who have been part of the project, and they are the steering group. And we had a report, we call it phase one report. That report is being given to another group who will develop the tools and the program that will be delivered to our community. We call their name that Solution Development Working Group. So we are in the process of recruiting them now, people with the skill and the knowledge who will be able to design tools and programs that can be given to the community, and especially for those new arrivals to New Zealand, how to access services, how to avoid isolation, how to access the transport, how to access the information which is they are missing on. So this is a very important project, and as always we say is that we are solution focused. This is one of the projects that will give AICC a foundation of how the families and the community can be supported within resettlement contact in New Zealand. So for our audience, just bear in mind, soon we will be able to reach you with the information, and that will help even the service providers or all the stakeholders how to work with forced migrant background. So that's it, the project as well as being supported by Tyndall Foundation, of which we are proud of our funders, and Foundation North as well. So those are funders who are believing in ARCs and what we do. And we do admire their support along the way by just trying to achieve what we want to achieve with the less resources we have. But they believe in us, and we are doing our bit, and we really admire their support, their ongoing support to ARCC, and we look forward to reach to the development process where we will be able to produce the tool that will enable our community members to have better resettlement integration process within a New Zealand context.
I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm sure that it will be incredible tools that people will be, you know, able to understand it, like very simple and step by step. That
I'm saying to Abana, I'm the first one going to take it to the migration.
This is what we need.
Thank you.
I think that's the one I was also saying to Faisal. Sometimes when you don't know, you're like a blind.
Yeah.
But when you know, you really try to find a way how to contribute. Mm-hmm. Although we don't have a necessary resources to enable ARC to do what we do, we are doing our bit because there are people who believe in us. So we're doing what we can do to add to New Zealand economy, to add to New Zealand society, to add to New Zealand where how we can change our society.
Yes.
Like many people said, if you want to change the world, you need to start from yourself. But as our organization, our contribution always is need to be sincere and also transparent in a way that how we share our information.
Yes.
From where I am sitting, I always said, knowledge without sharing it is meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's important. ARCs have the knowledge that can be shared with many people.
Yes.
So that's where our space, where we will be able to create that opportunity for many people to come to learn.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
When you don't know something, you don't need to panic because there is someone somewhere else know that thing.
Yes.
So what we do is that search for that person and bring it along with the strengths you have and the weaknesses that person have, and your weaknesses and your strengths, bring them together. The magic.
Yes.
This is how it's important for us, because many of us, they were saying, oh, I don't know this, and people panic. Okay, you don't know. This is not God-given talent. It's okay.
Yes.
There are someone somewhere know that things. We will find a way how we can bring it.
Yes.
So our supporters and mentors, those are kind of the people who come and complete ARCC team behind the scene with the knowledge, the experience, was the tool that they have. They share it with ARCC, although sometimes they are not visible.
How the ARCC community support services is work?
Thank you, Nadia, for the question. So when you ask about the community support services, you know, it came along with our work stream one, actually, which is about community well-being. And the first part is the individual, and the second part will be community in a group. So, you know, our support services is for both. We targeted. So for the individual, Aban also has mentioned before that, you know, when the community, they have housing issues, working income, immigrations, like with the justice, the, you know,
social justice.
And so when the need is there, the community support worker, Faisal, and me as a community support coordinator, we work on that based on, you know, our working principle, again, with the solution focused, and we are committed to solve the problem.
We are problem solvers. There is two ways how our service work. One, through community support services, which is Faisal and Ponch, they've been dedicated for people who come to ARCC who have a problem to get help. That's the one area where we're looking at the well-being.
One well-being
team of well-being.
Yeah.
But there are another one called community capability. Community capability in that category as well, we have community engagement, which is we have ASIP. Mm-hmm. Community engagement means is that they're not coming to us, we are going,
we're
to,
going to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's another area of reaching out, mm-hmm. and especially for AIS is the community leaders. Mm-hmm. Those who have community or organization, we always will reach them. Through the community leaders, especially the executive committee, we will be able to get information how we can be able to help the community in a general. Mm-hmm. So for AIRCC, we have two-way. People have problem, come to us, and we go and search for
their problems.
Because yeah. that's what we're good at. We solve problems.
Yeah.
In our
yeah.
office, we have a say, they come with a crying, and then they leave the office and smile.
Yeah.
So that's how we do it.
Yeah. We change.
For that community support service as well, we have developed a community support service development plan. So where we can see, you know, what are the support that we would be able to
give, and then
the ones that we can refer to
other organizations.
Yep. So, and then we started developing, you know, like different forms so that it will everything will be in systematic way. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, do you have anything to add on that?
Yeah, to the community's welcome. To IRCC, we see how we can help you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Faisal.
You're always welcome.
Yeah.
One thing I want to say. Mm-hmm. IRCC, the only organization, we don't have appointment. But now we are carrying to something. Just call. Maybe we are busy. We are not allowed you to, forbidden you to come to the office. Anytime you're welcome to come to the office. But sometimes the people in the office is working with something else. So my phone is ready. Yeah. Point, we can set the point, and you come.
Yes,
Thank you.
We encourage you to set an appointment.
Yeah.
I mean, so that we can put a time slot and set aside.
And we can listen to you very easily.
And then that's where it goes, you know, what's the relationship with the community, right? Like they are not our clients, they are not our customers, they are the community members, because choosing the language, it's very important, which impacted the relationship in between.
Yeah.
So we have to treat everybody with respect and dignity, which is also one of our values.
That's coming under well-being. Some people rise up and say, come in crying, and they left happy.
Yeah,
that's what we just 2 weeks ago. We have a family who come just 3 months in New Zealand.
Mm.
Two daughters and a father who come trying to find information, which is they never get through the process until they arrive in New Zealand. And the way they reach to AIRCC, and then we three of us were there, and then they make appointments. And then when I saw the situation, I come and just sit down. And from the conversation, then we've been able to share the tools among us. And then in the end of how we approach them, the father become committed. The girls become happy because it's really, really, it's a very, very tough case. But with the environment we set up to be able to accommodate them, to make them who they are, they've been able to reach to the point that now, since we arrive in this country, we never, ever find an organization to welcome us that way. It's an emotional. But in the reality, that's how the AIRCC has been set up. So now, what Faisal was saying is that we've always been distracted in our work. It's not a problem. You can distract us anytime within the office. Faisal was saying now, we are trying to minimize how we will be able to manage all those kind of disruptions and making sure always your services or your need has been met within our office. What it means, we're just improving ourselves to help you more. So that's what Faisal was trying to communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we are going to hear some feedbacks from our community members about our community support services.
The RCC always support other community
and around 26 communities under umbrella of the ERCC, and ERCC doing a very good job, and they support about any problem if when the community have any problem with housing New Zealand or with working income, a family problem, and the ERCC team is very friendly and they are supporting and they sort of the problem. And we are very, very happy with that, and we are happy with the ERCC service, and we want to say thank you so much, ERCC. You're all the best. Always if Afghan family service need any help, ERCC doing the best, and they support Afghan family service community as well, always. And we are very, very happy with that and appreciate it.
ARCC really helped us in various fields, because as I can say, it is an umbrella organization, and then it helped us in different activities like organizing our New Year, which is special to from every country. So in order to do that, ARCC helped us in every aspect. And not only that, it has also helped us for, like, during COVID, that is how we helped us in giving different things. In addition to that, really they are organizing different venues. And then on that venue, we are already just getting to know to different things that our community is benefiting. So ARCC really is a fruitful organization, and then it helped like especially the wider migrant communities to help them in different activities, like in different social settings and systems and other things. This is what I have.
Thank you for giving feedback on our community support services. We are always here to serve our community. And Aban, can you share last words to our community and New Zealand public?
Thank you, Punj. Thank you, Faisal. Thank you, Nadia. Has been a quality time always when we have this TV talk.
It's a family TV.
where we challenge ourselves with a question. But the most important part of this is just the knowledge we share with New Zealand public, and also the knowledge we share with our communities. Those are part of our work as an organization. So we are grateful for some of the audience listening to us, and also who are watching Reset TV. For those always who are supportive to Reset TV Talk, we are trying to improve our performance as well. We're not professional TV channel.
Yeah.
We are just community organization who try to share the information with you in a way that where we can reach you where you are, because we find that it's important to reach you, and we're trying our best to find a different form of communication channel.
Yeah.
So Reset TV, it will improve itself. Soon you will see us in a different form of how we conduct ourselves, and also how we communicate and how we do things. So step by step, and we're going to reach there. So thank you, team, and thank you for everyone who are watching us in our Reset TV. My
thank
God
you.
Bless you all.
Thank you.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.